Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
About what?
Well, it's a political survey.
Okay, and are y'all doing this for Republicans or Democrats? Let me ask you that.
Well, we're not doing it for anybody since we're an independent company. The survey is actually not at all biased. It's, like, strictly just who you're going to vote for, if you heard about these candidates, what's your opinion about them, things about like that.
Oh, okay, I'll answer.
All right, thank you. So, are you in a place where you can talk safely right now?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So, are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. So, are you or is anyone in your household employed by, like, a newspaper, television, radio, political parties, or any candidates for political office?
No.
Nope. All right. So, and what year were you born in?
That's getting a little personal. I'd rather skip that.
All right. No worries. So, well, would you mind sharing which, like, age group you belong in? For example, would you say you're, like, 25 to 34 or 34 to... 34, 5 to 44.
So I guess right. 50 to 70, I guess, or 60 to 70?
Yeah, so 65 plus. Thank you. So what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
I am an American.
All right. So would you say that?
Born and raised here. Born and raised here.
All right. So that would be like more like nationality. So would you say you're more like white or Caucasian or maybe
Hispanic?
I'm going
to consider myself white.
White, all right, thank you. So what is the last grade of like school you completed?
I finished high school.
Finished high school, all right, thank you. So thinking about things like in general, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of what he's done. He's an awesome president.
All right.
In comparison to the fool... And listen to me, in comparison to the fool we had before.
All right, thank you. So would you say you strongly approve then?
Yes, I approve what he's done an awesome job.
All right. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, would you say you're going to vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
No, Democrat. I'm letting you know. It would be Democrat.
Right. So would you say you're going to definitely go Democrat then?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people. And if you could basically tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Let me ask you something. Some of these names, are they from local here in Keenesville, Texas? Are they all from up north like Ted Cruz in San Antonio and all that? I don't deal with those places up there. I deal with what is here in Keenesville, Texas.
Well, they're very varied because then, for example, we also have big names like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. But then we also, again, have some, like, smallish names, which would be Myra Flores and Vicente Gonzalez.
Never heard of them. I've heard of Biden and Harris.
All right, so you've never heard of Myra Flores, neither of Vicente Gonzalez?
Vicente Gonzalez, he's been sending paperwork, but I don't know if he's Democrat or Republican. Wouldn't know. Flores, I've not heard anything.
All right. So what is your opinion about Joe Biden?
My opinion? He's an awesome president. He has so much for this nation. And the people that are swinging the mud at him or were swinging the mud at him don't appreciate what he's done.
All right. So would you say you have a very favorable opinion about him then?
Yes.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
She has been there by his side. She knows the job. I am very much for what I hope she gets in office. I am praying that that other fool does not come into office again, because Trump comes back into office, guarantee this nation will go down because of his being so greedy and his Republicans being so greedy also.
All right. Very greedy. Thank you. So would you say for Kamala Harris, you would give her very favorable?
Oh, of course.
All right.
I would vote for her.
All right. Thank you. And for Donald Trump, would that be very unfavorable?
Unfavorable. He'd get a zero.
All right. Thank you. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and a 10 it means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm very much interested. I will be voting. I will be getting out there, and I listen. Won't listen to Trump because I know his Project 25 is trash like he is and all his mega donors that are greedy.
Thank you. So would you say a 10 then? You're like extremely going to vote?
Of course. I've voted for years now. I do not let a race go by without me voting.
Thank you. So, if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
I would go for Harris.
Harris, all right. All right, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you think you're going to vote for Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Albert, the Democrat?
Democrat. All red.
All red, all right, thank you. So, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you say you're going to vote for Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
The Democrat.
So
if you
could
ask me, if you ask me for Republicans, no.
All right. So I do recall you said you don't really know that much about Vicente Gonzalez. So
no,
would you?
I've been reading up on some of the paperwork he's been sending through the mail, the flyers.
All right. All right. So would you say you're going to definitely vote for him, or probably?
Of course, he's Democrat. We need to get a lot of these Republicans out of Congress. We need to hold on to, we need to get the Congress House back. We need to hold on to the Senate. And we need to hold on, to the main office, which is a presidency. Definitely.
All right.
But Congress, all that bunch needs to go out. I get very angry. Let me put it
all
through.
Right. Understandable. I thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else like independent?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Democrat.
A strong one?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, would you say you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I'm not too sure about that one. But
all right.
I do like what Kamala Harris has put out there in her speech. I saw the convention all week long. I was even recording it because I fall asleep, and then the next day I'd be watching it.
All right.
That's how bad I wanted to know what was going on.
All right, understandable. Absolutely love the commitment and preparedness. So
they did an awesome job with that convention.
All right, completely agree. So how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're like well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I don't work anymore. I'm retired. I live on my widow's pension.
All right. So regardless of how you feel now, back in the 2020 election, so meaning 4 years ago, the presidential ones to be more specific, for who did you vote for?
I voted for Biden and Harris.
But, all right. Well, this has concluded our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too. I'm sorry if I came across very hard. It's just that when you start asking me about Republicans, I get furious. I'm sorry, but I do.
All right. No worries. I mean, I love when people are passionate about topics. And actually, it really does help us because we get to know people's opinions, not just like on a surface level.
Is this for also for the presidency, all the survey and everything?
Well, this exact survey, the one I just gave you, we're asking it specifically to people in Texas to just get to know their opinions, get to know who people are voting for.
Yeah, I hope it turns blue. I really do. We need to get rid of our governor. He's the next one that needs to go out the door.
All
his cronies.
All right. Thank you.
All right, then. You have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.